North Korea's latest missile launch has drawn condemnation from Japan, South Korea and the US, with Washington calling it dangerous. The nuclear-capable ballistic missile is the first to fly over Japan in 5 years. South Korea and the US responded by firing surface-to-air missiles off the East Coast. The US also ran joint drills with Japan. Well, Rob McBride joins us live now from the South Korean capital, Seoul. Rob, so what more can you tell us about the broader response to North Korea's latest missile launch?
That's right. Well, South Korea had promised a resolute response to Tuesday's launch from its military. And overnight, Tuesday into Wednesday, local time, we have seen what that response is with the firing of these four missiles from South Korea's east coast out into the sea that separates the Korean Peninsula from Japan. We're told that two were fired by U.S. forces, two by South Korean forces. They are said to have been surface-to-surface missiles, which hit their targets out at sea. There was also Tuesday a joint air drill by U.S. South Korean air forces. The flying drills over on the other side of the Korean Peninsula in the Yellow Sea that separates the Korean Peninsula from China. Apparently, a South Korean F-15 fighter jet dropped two guided bombs on a bombing range out in an island in the Yellow Sea. The first we knew about the launch of the missiles came from residents in Gangneung, the city on the east coast, reporting on social media, hearing these launches happen. Also reporting a large explosion and a fireball, with images being released on social media appearing to show this explosion within the confines of a military base. And it does appear as though a missile exploded on launch or just after launch. The South Korean military says it is looking into it, but it is highly embarrassing for the South Korean military here. This all comes at a time of escalating tensions, of course, with the launch of Tuesday's missile, an intermediate missile over the top of Japan, possibly in response to Navy drills that have been happening off the East Coast. We're told that the one of the ships taking part in that, the Ronald Reagan, the first aircraft carrier to be deployed on exercise in 5 years, has now actually been turned around and sent back to the East Sea, the Sea of Japan, because of the current increase in tensions.
All right, Rob McBride, live for us there from Seoul. Rob, thank you. Now, several countries, including the US, have called for an emergency UN Security Council meeting to respond to the North's growing threat.
We condemn this dangerous and reckless launch of a long-range ballistic missile that flew over Japan, and it posed an unacceptable threat to the Japanese public. This action is a clear violation of multiple resolutions adopted by the UN Security Council, and it again demonstrates the threat that the DPRK holds, both as it relates to its unlawful weapons of mass destruction program, but also its ballistic missiles program, and the threat that it poses to its neighbors as well.
Mike Hanna has more now from Washington, D.C.
Very strong reaction. Those words, dangerous and reckless, were echoed by all branches of the Biden administration. It was stated at the White House. We heard it from the Pentagon and also there from the State Department. The senior leaders of the administration, the Secretary of Defense, the National Security Advisor, all have been in touch with their counterparts in the region, indicating the depth of the concern about this. But the reaction to the latest missile launch was swift. U.S. forces joined South Korean forces in terms of conducting exercises, South Korea itself brandishing its own missile systems in a show of strength and a demonstration that it would not be outgunned by its neighbor on the peninsula. At the same time as well, in the wake of the missile test, U.S. Marine fighters flew exercises with Japanese fighter aircraft over the Sea of Japan. It was a coordinated and massive reaction to the latest missile launch or missile test, remembering that there have been some 40 tests by the North Koreans since the beginning of the year. That is 40 missiles fired from 20 separate missile tests. And there's mounting concern within the United States and, of course, South Korea and Japan with this ongoing, what is viewed as provocation by the neighbors of North Korea.